year, 1934, a year of magnificent victories and glittering prizes. Peter Pan takes out the Melbourne Cup, Australia regains the coveted Ashes from England, and Tobin Brothers Funerals is born.
In celebration of 80 years of funeral service to the community of Victoria, this is the Tobin Story. It was early 1934 that four brothers, Leo, Alphonsus, Thomas and Kevin Tobin, kicked in £50 each and launched what would eventually become known as Tobin Brothers Funerals. Grandson Leo Tobin tells us it was certainly a very frugal beginning.
Dad always spoke of the limited capital that the four brothers had. Most of, I think, the £200 they started with was invested in a funeral hearse at £150, and it left them £50 to rent a premises and to start the business. So it's spoken about they had the vision and they had the drive and they made it work on £50.
Initially, the business was only able to support one full-time employee, and so Fonts ran the company as A.V. Tobin, whilst Leo, Tom and Kevin stayed with the security of their day jobs. The first funeral conducted by A.V. Tobin was for Ina Price, the baby granddaughter of a good friend of Leo Tobin. The story goes that as the funeral cortege made its way to the Kew Cemetery, some local children, whom Fonts had lined up along the procession's route, began singing a children's hymn. When the procession arrived at the cemetery, the minister praised Fonts for what he said had been a beautifully conducted service. Fonts didn't tell the minister that the service had been his, and indeed the company's, very first funeral. By the end of its first year, A.V. Tobin had conducted 53 funerals, paid all its debts, and even made a small profit.
I think the fire brigade background of both Uncle Fonts and my grandfather Leo set the company up in a way that they had made many good contacts in that business, working in the fire department, and a lot of the initial funerals were derived by the company were from within that fire department through the MFB, so it really got them going in the early years.
In the next chapter of the Tobin story, the company changes its name and spreads its wings.